27th, right? Okay. We are going live.
Five, four.
Okay. We will call the Columbia City Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:02 p.m. on Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting. I think I did give a couple of changes to Rosie. But were there anything that you guys found?
I have no change.
Nothing.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented with the noted changes.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street closing request for the Memorial Day Parade. The parade is scheduled for the 31st of May. And there's a little... the map. Well, there's a map in there, but it actually isn't the right map. So, point is, the Memorial Day Parade is the same as normal. So, goes down from Eagle Tech, goes down Van Buren Street, turns south on Madison, goes Madison to the cemetery. Any issues from? I don't see it. And I'm assuming that. Yeah, department head side. No issues from department heads.
Yeah.
Any questions, comments, concerns about that? Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the Memorial Day 10K Road Race. This is being put on by the Veterans Marathon. And this is for May 31st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Gary, it looks like you followed up with Sam.
I did.
Okay.
Yep. So they're going to start a little bit later because I asked them and said, because there'll be a big break in between, and I think they're wanting spectators to see them run by.
Gotcha.
So I encourage them to start a little bit later if they could. That would be easier for us to block the road.
Yep.
So, but I was on the understanding that he wanted us to block every intersection, but I think we talked about it. I think I'm just going to have a lead car and then a follow-up car behind them. Just kind of escort them down here, and then someone just stay there at Tower View when they come back across.
Okay.
Because they go down in the park, come back, and then cross.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think we got it all squared away.
So. Okay. Did you ever figure out where Suzanne Street is?
No.
Okay. I was trying to figure out where they got Suzanne Street from. I saw that on there.
I asked them, and they said you guys looked it up on GIS, and it was an alley.
Huh. Suzanne Street?
Yeah. You and him.
I didn't talk. I didn't look it up with him.
Yeah. Mm. I just didn't know if there was a street that I didn't know about, which I was, you know. But, you know, sometimes you have these alleys that are named, even though they're not really.
They're not, so. Not official.
Unofficial, yeah. So. Any questions, comments, concerns regarding the Memorial Day 10K road race? Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way for BSM Groups for QC Communications at 155 Diplomat. Let's see what the map there, kind of where they're going to be. Any concerns from the departments? No? Good.
Okay. It looks like it's a two-month project. Okay. From their estimates, anticipating work.
429 to 620.
Yeah.
But I didn't read anything that they'd be blocking anything. It'd be in the right of way, most likely.
Yeah. I'll be underground. Board, I think, right? I think it's board.
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, I will make a motion to approve the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way for PSM Group for TC Communications as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up is bills. We'll do the check run first.
As in payroll or?
Oh, that's right. You don't have one. Okay. So the accounts payable.
The lower one or the higher one?
This would be the 742 number.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion to pay accounts payable vouchers dated April 27th, 2021 in the amount of $742,571.33.
Second. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Go ahead and do payroll next.
I don't have payroll.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
How about the other number on the, what is this, check? What's it say? Check meet, run meter, deposits, and credits.
Okay, I'll make a motion to pay accounts payable vouchers dated April 26, 2021 in the amount of $5,033.55.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So I'm sorry. Do we not have any payroll?
No.
Okay. We're not paying anybody.
It's not in there.
No. I know that.
I didn't turn on my time sheet.
Okay.
Yeah, it was small.
Thanks, Joe. Sorry.
I think you have a lot of people wanting to talk to you after the meeting.
That was nice of you. That was nice of you to donate it back.
Okay. Department head reports. Terry.
I have nothing to add to the written report I sent out.
Questions?
Any questions you might have.
Thank you. Michael.
I have nothing to add.
Okay. Questions? Okay. Chip.
May 7th, Okeala Grand opening, 4 o'clock.
Everybody bring your bicycles.
No, we do not have the bicycle back. Thanks, Walt. Bicycle racks will not be completed by then, so thank you for reminding me of
that. Okay. So you said 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
On?
May 7th.
May 7th.
We'll
Oki Alley.
Two family members from Shinzo's great-granddaughters will be there.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's really exciting. Cool. Great. Thanks for your work on that. Gary.
I have nothing to add to the report I submitted today.
Questions of Gary?
I do not.
Thank you. Mike?
I don't know anything to add either.
Just to see. You've gotten into a habit.
Yes.
Questions of Mike?
I normally have something that I know. Submitted today, so.
Usually you throw something out at least. Mark?
I don't know. There's a lot going on. I don't have anything written out, but we got baseball going on, softball going on. Concession stand trailer is going. Tonight I did this report for the barn. I don't know what you want to know about, but be happy to tell you if you have any questions for me.
Bathroom update?
Yeah, they're up and running. We opened them Saturday.
Okay.
Worked out great. Heard
good.
Great things, but really last night was the first night our community really got to use them because most people Saturday and Sunday work outside.
Travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, seem to be liking them.
Awesome.
They're nice.
Very good.
Concession stand work out?
It's working. I mean, it's different. But people seem to like it.
Great.
It's an adjustment because the girls like it.
Whatever. Yep. Very good. Question mark?
Nope.
Thank you. Marcia.
Nothing except for I can't connect.
At all?
Terry.
Marcia can't connect.
What's new about that?
Okay. Ramsey?
Nothing.
Okay, I do have something to inform you about. I'm also going to inform council about as well. As you know, in the past, this body has approved the trash contracts, trash extensions. Trash market is super volatile right now, which is not good for prices in general. As you also know, Advanced Disposal has been bought out by Waste Management, and certainly there's some changeover happening. Residents may or may not, they will see over a period of time the green totes replacing their gray totes. Again, it's not a mass changeover. It just will be casual as it kind of comes along. We have our contract with Advanced Disposal ends on June 30th of this year. We have asked for a 1-year and 3-year extension proposal from them. I have also reached out to some of the other companies to see, not necessarily a direct pricing, but just to see what range they're going to be in. I've also reached out to lots of other communities our size in the area to see what their pricing is currently. The pricing is going up, as you would expect. I anticipate we're probably going to need a trash rate increase because of the market. Now, keep in mind, we basically pass on the cost of our contractor to our residents. Mm-hmm. And the cost is projected to go up. Right now, we get charged $739 per household. That has stayed steady for 3-4 years, I think.
It went up like 3% for the last 3 years.
Okay. Yeah, it's gone up a little bit, but in general, it's not had a huge change. Again, in calling around to other companies, they're higher than what I'm about to tell you. And so the proposals for the next 3 years are starting in July 1st of this year at moved from $739 up to $870. In 2022, we move up to $914. And in 2023, we move up to $960 per household. It takes about a dollar difference between what we charge what we're charged by the trash company and what we charge our residents to basically make up the difference in the bulk pickup. Again, lots of information that I'm going to be bringing forward, but just to let you know, I am going to be proposing a trash rate increase to cover the cost of this change. So just so people know, that will be coming in the near future. But I want to make sure you were aware of that. July 1st, 2023 through June 30th of 24 is $9.60. So I just want to give you that forewarning that is coming down the pipe. Trash committee has approved an increase. Obviously, Marsha, I guess the question I have for you is whether or not the trash fee increase needs to go through council or board. I don't remember what it went through last time. Board approves the contract, but... through council. I just didn't know if it's an ordinance form, though. If the trash fee is an ordinance form. So, and I don't need an answer now. I just want to put it on your radar that we're going to need to get that figured out before that. I anticipate that would happen probably in maybe the second meeting in May into June, because or maybe first meeting in June, somewhere in that area. So, I'm sorry. I wish I had a better answer.
It's cheaper than getting your own.
Well, that is true. It is cheaper than contracting yourself. And you know what's so interesting, by the way, as a side note, I'll pontificate for 2 moments here. In talking to other communities, there are rates in neighboring communities that are as high as $16.75 per household per month.
Wow.
Okay. So to give you some perspective on our $8.50 rate, there are basically double those rates happening right now in other communities around us of similar size. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'll mention is there are some communities that pay for it completely out of tax dollars. I think that's crazy, the amount of money you pay out of that. And I would say if you see, look over the last 5 or 10 years, you see a large trend of people going away from that because tax budgets just can't sustain that long term. It's too much money coming out of there. So it goes to a user fee model, which we've been at for decades now, right?
Yeah.
We've been at a user fee.
Oh, yeah.
For,
oh, my gosh.
Set 80s, 90s?
I guess before that.
Yeah. So anyways, the model is what the model is. But anyways, so.
Historically, we've shopped many times.
Yep.
And, you know, doing our due diligence.
Yep.
And I think that commends the committee who sits on that committee to really watch it.
Yes.
It can get out of control quickly.
Very quickly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the rates I'm hearing coming from the contractors are much higher than what is being proposed here. And so And these are by multiple contractors I've been talking to. So anyways, long story short is that's kind of where we're at. And we're going to be moving forward with their proposal to go in front of you at the Board of Works here in probably within the next, probably the first meeting in June, I'm guessing. Okay.
How many
houses? Reminder that Friday is Friday.
Oh, yeah. So, reminder to the public. The junk pickup begins this Friday. I'm sorry, not there. There to the camera that's pointed at me. Junk pickup begins for the west side of the community. Again, remind it's divided by State Road 9. Junk pickup begins this Friday. All residents on the west side need to have all their junk out by Thursday night in order to ensure pickup. East side is next Friday. And I'll also say that if you have tires, if you have appliances, if you have, there's more than that.
Yeah,
like water heaters, washers, dryers, etc. Those things need to be called into the clerk treasurer's office by, I think it's next Friday. Mm-hmm. No concrete, no bricks, no wet paint,
nope.
Electronics, chemicals, paint can all go out to the recycle center. Mm-hmm. Can you tell I've been doing this for many years now? Walt.
I have nothing.
Nicole.
I'm good.
Public. Okay, then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.